This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two Clear Creek County Sheriff's officers involved in the killing of Christian Glass have been indicted by a grand jury. Deputy Andrew Bune shot Glass and faces a second-degree murder charge. His partner, Sergeant Kyle Gould, is charged with criminally negligent homicide. Body camera footage shows Gould arrived on the scene shortly after Glass was killed and muted his body camera for personal conversations with the officers who were there. Both have been fired from the sheriff's office. Police have arrested a man in connection with the shooting on East Colfax in Denver earlier this month. One person died and five were injured. A motive for the shooting is still unknown. Some Colorado companies and researchers will soon get $9.5 million from the state. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the grants cover industries like aerospace, electronics, bioscience, and technology.
The 40 grants come from Colorado's Economic Development Office. Recipients include a Boulder company that develops unmanned aircraft systems and a Carbondale company that makes biodegradable plant-based wax for skis and snowboards. The largest grant is $492,000. It goes to a Boulder company that developed a throwable camera robot for first responders. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Students will soon be able to enroll in a doctoral program in climate and human health at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. The program is aimed at developing leaders that can address the health effects of climate change, like increased respiratory disease and the worsening of existing health equity gaps. CU leaders say the program is the first of its kind in the nation. Airports and highways are crowded with holiday travelers this Thanksgiving. The travel industry expects numbers this year will be back to pre-pandemic levels, and that means things are busy. We'll see how it's going so far around the country coming up here on Morning Edition. Across Colorado today, mostly sunny. Temperatures close to 40 around Denver and Boulder and getting up into the 50s on Friday. Grand Junction mid-40s this afternoon and again tomorrow, and mountain highs close to 30. This is CPR News.